This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is no way we're getting through this show today without mentioning what happened in Kansas City, Kansas over the weekend, and it is just awful. A sheriff's deputy was killed on Saturday after being shot multiple times while responding to a domestic disturbance call in KCK. Wyandotte County Deputy Elijah Ming, 34 years of age, and an officer from the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department responded to a call for civil standby at roughly 3:30 in the afternoon. According to the county sheriff. As authorities approached the residence, the sheriff's office said a man opened fire and struck Ming. Multiple other sheriff's deputies and police officers then responded to the scene and exchanged gunfire with the suspect. The suspect, who was later identified as 38-year-old Sean Harris, was injured during the exchange of gunfire, barricaded himself inside of the residence. Ming was transported to the hospital where he later died from his injuries. The suspect also taken to a hospital after he exited the home and finally surrendered to police. Quoting here from the Wyandotte County Sheriff, Deputy Elijah Ming was killed from the injuries he received from the gunfire. Deputy Ming worked for the sheriff's office for nearly 9 years and was a beloved member of the agency. Deputy Ming gave his life serving Wyandotte County and all of its residents. There is, by the way, going to be a vigil tonight. I believe it's at 8:30 at the courthouse.
There's actually one Wednesday, July 30th, this upcoming Wednesday night at the Wyandotte County Courthouse. I believe they had one last night as well. Friends, loved ones, and community members are all invited to attend.
So what brought them to this home, Deputy Ming and the Kansas City, Kansas police officer, apparently there was a woman who was moving out of that home.
Okay. Or trying to, yeah.
Was in the process of moving out of the home and was concerned, correct me if I get anything wrong here, was concerned for her safety.
She claimed that there was a man running around in front of her dwelling with a gun threatening her and her friend. And so she called 911. She called for some security assistance. Deputy Ming and the KCKPD officer arrived on scene and were met with gunfire.
Now, do we know if there is any connection between
the gunman,
Sean Harris, who is the accused gunman, and this woman? Were they in a? Do we know if they were in a relationship?
That has not been reported by any outlets.
Huh. It just said, this is Channel 41's reporting. She told authorities that when her friends had tried to assist her, a male subject had threatened them with a firearm.
And we don't know if he has any relationship with this woman or not.
I don't know that that's been reported on it up to this point.
He is currently being held without bond in the Johnson County Jail. I'm not sure why that is.
Likely because it affected a Wyandotte County deputy.
Perhaps. Yeah.
The KBI is investigating, and Sean Harris has a very, very lengthy criminal history dating back to 2012.
Yep.
He just got out of jail, served, I think it was 12 years, 12 and a half years, just got out of jail last December, felony theft, between $1,000 and $25,000 guilty plea there. Just hit after hit after hit. And he committed the crimes in the process of the court proceedings of the previous crimes, which tacked onto his sentence, which is why he got 13
years.
Well,
and if he, you know, and you know, he hasn't been found guilty of
no,
these.
But he has been booked for capital murder of a law enforcement officer.
Which carries the death penalty.
Yes, it is one of the crimes for which you could be put to death.
Good. And if he is guilty, I hope they do put him to death.
I believe he appeared in court today, but they have not announced official charges.
In 2012, by the way, court records show that charge involved a gun inside of a Waffle House over property totaling $12.75, as in his bill, and he pulled a gun. That was the 2012 case. As that case was working through the courts, he was charged with felony aggravated robbery in connection with an incident in Wyandotte when he stole a Ford Mustang and a credit card, also with a firearm. A judge sentenced him to 130 months in prison in that case after he served his sentence in the aggravated assault Waffle House case. At the same time, he was charged in Lafayette County with tampering. And in Lafayette, man, they weren't messing around. He got a 7-year prison sentence.
Could either one of you make out what was written above his right eyebrow?
Below his eye, it's a KC logo.
Yeah, Kansas City Royals logo.
MR Mr. 105.
Mr. 105. By the way, ladies, the line forms to the left. He's a taker.
He also has a singular teardrop tattoo under his left eye. That is typically consistent with having killed someone. That's why they get those tattoos.
So even ABC News is reporting.
Nothing gets you a job quicker than that.
That the sheriff's deputy was shot and killed responding to, quote, a domestic violence call. Now,
which would lead you to think that maybe there's a relationship here.
That does not necessarily mean he was in a romantic relationship with her, but it certainly suggests that there is a relationship between the two of them. I mean, we thought when that child was kidnapped and those two people sadly were murdered in Topeka, we kind of all thought initially that's going to be the father of the child. It turns out it was a brother. Domestic violence does not necessarily mean domestic partner in the way that they're reporting this. But I will tell you, statistically, you know this, Scott.
Yep.
The most dangerous time for a woman in an abusive relationship is when she's leaving.
And one of the most dangerous times for law enforcement is when they respond to a domestic violence call. Or somebody being evicted from their home. Those are very dangerous times. To the family of Officer Ming,
so awful.
I don't even know what to say. There is a vigil tonight at 8:30. I believe it's outside of the courthouse. Is that correct?
I'm going to look up that.
Wednesday night.
It's Wednesday night, I believe, Scott.
I thought I read on one of the news sites that there's also one tonight. If I'm wrong, then clearly I'll correct myself.
By the way, the address that they responded to, those are all homes. This was not an apartment complex.
Okay.
Yeah, Ming was killed, and this is a different news outlet, while helping a woman safely retrieve her belongings from a home.
Telephone number here is, I don't know what the topic is. I don't know if there is one. If there's not, we'll move on. But if you want to weigh in on this horrible story out of Wyandotte County, KCK, 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.